Hands up if you love a hack. I know I do. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you ways to create interest and intrigue in your interior design without having to renovate the whole house. You're not going to want to miss it, so grab your favourite cuppa and let's dive in. Welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. Are you sick of playing it safe with your interior design? Do you want to get confident with colour and pattern and learn DIY hacks so you can actually finish your home projects? Do you dream of being adventurous with room makeovers but lack the confidence to start, not to mention being clueless of how to get your husband on board? Don't worry, girl, I got your back. I'm your host, Cara Baker, serial decorator and content creator. I tried to design our home with personality and style, but everything felt disconnected and lackluster. Then I cracked the code to successfully decorate with bold interior design. In this podcast, you'll learn how to get brave with your DIY and decor choices, steps for daring room makeovers, plus unique and quirky home styling, so you can create a fun and functional home with pizzazz and glam. So grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. Do you want the inside scoop on getting out of your decorating comfort zone? You can become a Daring Home Decor Insider and get on my email list. I issue weekly emails that let you know about my latest podcast episode, share hacks and inspiration on bold decor, and give you early bird access to special offers. And if that's not enough, you'll also get some free quirky printables that you can display in your home. So what are you waiting for? You can sign up now at daringhomedecor.co.uk/insider. And I will also put a link for you in the show notes. Well, thanks again for joining me. I hope you're well. Today we're talking furniture, and I have had a lot of generic furniture in my time, as I'm sure you have too. The furniture stores and websites are marketing to the masses, so there's a lot of generic, humdrum, in my opinion, boring stuff out there, and it can be difficult to try and find a gem amongst the stones. Have you ever had a reclining leather sofa? I'm holding my hand up because I have. Yes, it was very comfortable, but gosh, it was ugly. We had one in our old house, and it literally took up nearly the whole room, and we bought it to the house that we're in now, and it was just a big, massive, long monstrosity across the whole one side of the room. I think Andy would love it back, to be honest, but no, it just wasn't doing it for me decor wise so thankfully we've replaced that too. We've also had things like TV stands, you know, the ones you get in Argos, and everybody's got the same one, you know, the one with black glass shelves that you put in the corner, although most people do put their TV on the wall these days, but you get my gist. We've got a lot of generic furniture items out there, and when I started getting more adventurous with my decor, I started to look at all the furniture that I had and view it in a different way to see if I could elevate it or swap pieces out for something more unique with more personality. So in this episode, I'm sharing 5 furniture styling hacks that will give your home decor the wow factor. So grab a notebook and pen and we will start. Number 1, which I've spoken about quite a lot already in previous podcast episodes, is to upcycle. So you can upcycle either a piece of old furniture that you've got, or you could buy a piece of old furniture off eBay or Facebook Marketplace, or you could upcycle one of the generic pieces that everybody's got so your piece actually looks different. I'll just tell you about some of the things that I've done. I've got a console table in the hallway, which I've spoken about on here before, and it was just a plain, I'm trying to remember what it looked like when I thought, oh, it's beige, I think, yeah. It was beige, but it's gorgeous. It's got gorgeous styling and features on it, but it was beige. So I did actually paint it originally grey, which was a no, not be doing that anymore. And then I went for an orange ombre effect, and it's now, I'm trying to think of the colours, it's black, white and like a peachy pink now with wiggly stripes. So it's like way out there now compared to what it was when I first had it. In our living room, I've also got a sideboard in there, which was a secondhand retro one that I bought from eBay, which was like a brown wooden effect. And I totally upcycled that. I painted it all black. I stuck on some MDF triangles to give it a geometric effect. And I covered some of the triangles in black sticky back plastic and some of the triangles in gold sticky back plastic. And then I just painted the rest, which gave it like a matte finish compared to the shiny of the sticky back plastic. And yeah, that looks so funky now. I got some new handles from Etsy, and I also stuck some gold sticky back vinyl around the bottom of the legs on it too, just to give it that extra bit of glam. So I totally transformed that piece of furniture, and I know nobody else has got that piece of furniture, and it's definitely not generic. Also in the guest room, which was my latest makeover, and if you haven't listened to the podcast episode, I've done a whole podcast episode on that makeover, and it's called Bonus Episode, so check that one out. And a piece of furniture that I upcycled there was like a glass mirrored dressing table, and it was the perfect size for in there because it was really slim and I couldn't find anything else that kind of size. So I thought, I'm never going to be able to make this look how I want it. But I actually succeeded and I love it now. And I covered the surface of the dressing table again with, oh, it's my favourite thing, sticky back vinyl, some black sticky back vinyl. And I painted the legs black, and I stuck on the front of the drawers some half dowels, and then I painted them, and I put a gold knob on there too, and it looks, mwah, I love it now. So that was another upcycle success, and once again, I know nobody has got it. So this is such a cheap way to up level a piece of furniture and make it bespoke and make it your own. You can buy secondhand as I did, or use something that you don't like anymore and make it into something that you do like. You can use all sorts of things. You can use paint, you can use sticky back vinyl, you can use doweling like I did, MDF like I did, put different handles on it, or you could use wallpaper. The sky's the limit, and the only limit is your imagination, really. So I think it's a perfect way to start getting daring with your decor and create something unique that nobody else has. Number two is to splurge. Buy one statement piece of furniture. It could be your bed. You could buy a gorgeous velvet bed with a gorgeous velvet headboard, and then you could probably get away with spending less on your bedsides or get secondhand bedsides because the bed is making such an amazing statement. Another example of something you could splurge on could be kitchen frontages, like the doors. You could get some really wow factor high-end doors, and then maybe keep your old units or buy more budget units. But obviously the door is the thing that everybody sees, and that's the thing that's going to make the statement. When decorating a room, maybe you could go for a more luxurious carpet, so something that feels gorgeous to walk on and looks really high end, and then maybe use a more affordable paint or wallpaper. These are the things that will elevate the room and catch people's eye. You can find things like this by looking on perhaps more high-end websites, or small businesses often have something really unique and bespoke that you can splurge on. Antique centres are brilliant places to try and look. Or search more. This is what I do. I'm not blowing my own horn, but I am really quite good at this. I look at generic places that aren't really expensive, and then I find that one standout piece. So it hasn't always got to be something you splurged on. It's just got to look like you've splurged on it. And sorry if I'm sounding big-headed, but I am a boss at this. When I actually had the house shoot and the stylist and photographer came round to do the shoot for my magazine cover, Lisa, who did the styling, was asking me where I got certain things from. And I was like, yeah, Matalan, Argos. And she's like, what? And she was really shocked how I was finding all these quirky statement wow factor things just from, you know, the normal kind of websites or shops that you wouldn't expect those things to be in. But yeah, I just scour them for that one standout piece. Number three is to be brave and get out of your comfort zone with colour. So, for example, buy something like a living room sofa that isn't neutral. I know this is probably terrifying you, just the thought of it, but this is something that will really make a statement. I have got a teal coloured living room sofa and it looks so gorgeous. So even if you go for a colour, I mean, yeah, if it was bright pink or yellow or something, that would look amazing. But if that really scares you too much, then just maybe go for like a sage green or something like that. So it's colourful, but still kind of neutrally. I still feel like my sofa is kind of half standout, but half would really go with anything, to be honest. And think about, okay, you do keep your sofa for a long time, but as long as you can always, when you redecorate, find something that ties in with it, then I don't see any reason why you shouldn't get a colourful sofa. And honestly, it will really elevate your room. Another idea could be your kitchen stools or dining room chairs. My chairs in my, well, it's like a kitchen diner, but my dining room chairs, the ones I actually had when we first bought the house, were way out there colour-wise. They were, I had a red one. It was bright red as well. These were like primary colours in your face. I had a red one, a yellow one, a green one, a purple one. Yeah, it was way wacky and out there. But I've kind of gone for the same thing again with my latest chairs, where I've had different colours. So I've got a couple of teal ones, a couple of blush pink ones, and then I've got a couple of leopard print ones, which I bloody love. But adding colour in this way, maybe that feels a little less scary, a dining room chair as opposed to a sofa in the living room, because maybe you could swap that out a bit more easily. But that is another idea for you. So adding colour, especially with furniture, just gives a dopamine hit. And if you haven't heard of dopamine decor, it's one of the latest ways to decorate. And it's basically lots of colour and pattern, and it gives you a dopamine hit. And if you haven't heard of colour psychology, then the colours that are in your home do have an effect on your mood and your mental health. So in my personal opinion, having everything neutral grey and beige is not uplifting. If you went out for a walk in nature and it was a grey, gloomy day, you wouldn't be as happy as if you went out and the flowers were blooming and the sun was shining. Just think about that. So to find these kind of items, you could look for more quirky websites. And I do plan on doing a podcast episode on some of the quirky places that I like to get all my items from, or some of my home decor accessories from. So you can look for more quirky websites, or as I said previously, scour the more generic places and find that one odd colourful piece. And I think places more and more now are realising that people do want to get more daring and add a few more colours with their furniture. So hopefully there are more options out there for you now. And if you don't know what colour to get your piece of furniture in, then make sure you snag my free home colour palette guide, where you can create a colour palette for your home. It's a step-by-step guide and it will take you through everything that you need to do, and you will come out at the end of it with a PDF of a colour palette for your home. And then when you go out looking for your furniture, you're going to know what colours to be looking for. Moving on to number four, and that is to customise. So you can get a custom piece of furniture. You could maybe get a builder to get this for you or create it for you. For example, in our office, even though I hate our office, this is probably something that we will do when we redecorate. We have already got this. We've basically got a custom desk. So it's a big piece of MDF that's cut in two. It's kind of like curved to the style of the room. And my husband got this done, Andy. He's a builder and he knows somebody from a furniture manufacturing company that he knows. And basically it was cut to size, cut to shape, and also wrapped in a professional vinyl finish, and it fits to the wall and it can suit your exact needs and can be your unique style, or you could get it to match your existing decor too, so you can choose exactly what you want. The best way to go about this, as I said, is to speak to your local builder, and they'll likely know a company that will be able to produce this for you and they'll fit it for you and everything. Obviously that comes at a cost, but it's definitely an option that I didn't want to leave out. And if you're confident with your DIY, then maybe it's something that you would want to give a go yourself. I did have a question on the Daring Home Decor Facebook group, which wasn't really my area of expertise, but I did think that it tied in quite nicely with what I'm talking about now, and it was to do with adaptations in your home for disabled items of furniture or fitments and how ugly and grey they were, asking if I knew anywhere where you could get things that were just more aesthetically pleasing. And as I said, it's not my area of expertise, but one thing that you could possibly do is pay a builder to do something custom for you. Or maybe take the item, which is a generic item, and take it from drab to fab with one of the suggestions that I've talked about or am talking about today on this podcast episode. And if you've got a question that you would like me to answer on the podcast, I put regular posts on the Facebook group to give you the opportunity to ask whatever Daring Home Decor question that you've got. So make sure you come on over there and join to take advantage of that. So lastly, your number five hack is temporary decor. And I've spoken about this before. It's a low risk way of adding style, colour and pattern to a piece of furniture. The reason why it's low risk is because I haven't even said what it is yet, have I? That would help. It's using sticky back vinyl again. Sorry, you're all going to be sick to death of me talking about sticky back vinyl. But basically, you can either cover the thing whole or you can cut patterns and shapes out the sticky back vinyl and stick onto a piece of furniture, and you can peel it just right off again. So nobody knows it was there. This is the reason why I'm saying it's low risk. And if you try it and you don't like the way it turns out, you can peel it off and try again until you do like the way it turns out. So I just absolutely love this idea. And There's no limit to what you can do, really. So you can create a designer look on a piece of furniture for much less. You can take something that costs you a budget item of furniture and make it look designer. And I did a whole podcast episode on this subject. If you want to listen to it, it was episode number 14. But I spoke about in the episode, and I'll just tell you quickly, obviously, sticky back vinyl you can use to do this. You can also use washi tape. And if you don't know what washi tape is, go and listen to episode 14 and I explain a bit more about it. And you can also use decals too. So they're all temporary and that they can all add pattern and colour to an old or boring piece of furniture. Well, that is my lot for you, and I'm sure it's enough for you to be getting on with. So I'll just give you a recap on what we spoke about today. And the number one hack was to upcycle an old piece of furniture. Number two was to splurge on a statement piece of furniture. Number three was to get really outside of your comfort zone with colour and buy, for example, a coloured sofa instead of a neutral one. Number four was to get a custom furniture, maybe from your local builder. And number five was temporary decor, adding sticky back vinyl and other things to plain pieces of furniture. Before I leave you today, I wanted to read you a lovely review that was left for me on Apple Podcasts. And it says, definitely a must listen. I absolutely love listening to Cara share about decorating. I'm with her. Let's banish those white ceilings. Her show is fun, uplifting and informative. She inspires me to get started on my next home project with a smile. Thank you, Arau7, for that review. It means so much to me to get your reviews because it lets me know what you think of the show. So if you haven't already left me a written review, please scroll down on Apple Podcasts where it will only take you a few minutes and it will be much appreciated. Don't forget to join my insider list that I told you about at the beginning of the show and also come along and join the Daring Home Decor community. There's links to all of my resources in the show notes. Well, thanks for joining me and I'll see you next Tuesday where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been inspired by the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This will let me know if I've helped you in any way. And if you fancy a look around my home or to join the Daring Decor community, you'll find all my resources in the show notes. I'll see you next week and happy decorating.